Good morning, everybody, and happy Thanksgiving. Welcome to the Fred Report technical market call recording for November 27th, 2025. This will be quick because we do not have a lot of changes or updates. Obviously, the first thing to note is that it looks like the year-end rally that we have been talking about has started. Tom McClellan actually pointed out something interesting. We are close to another Zweig breadth thrust signal, which is a powerful breadth signal that we had coming off the bottom in April, and that was one of the reasons that signal was that we were so positive coming off that low and looked for an up year, which we're having. It's rare to get something like that 2 years in a row, and we may not get it, but it still speaks to the fact that breadth has all of a sudden picked up. Where we've been seeing that in the equity markets is on the outperformance of RSP versus SPY short term. It's been outperforming on this rally, for example, and we've been expecting the market to broaden out. This is actually very healthy and very good. But we are a little bit overbought short term. What we would say here is we mentioned on the last call that the day after Thanksgiving is often down. We could see some choppiness and up and down days for the next couple of days. We would use those to add the positions we want to add to and then look for an advance into the end of the year. We will have our tax loss bounce list out mid-December. Again, we caution people that that doesn't generally do as well in up years. We saw that last year, certainly, and so we'll just have to see how that goes. But we will have some sort of a list out then. We don't have any real changes in our bond market forecast. TLT is trading reasonably well short term. We still think there's risk of a rise in rates later on this year and certainly next year. TLT is not a terrible chart, but it is a worse chart than corporates and all that. We've talked about this before. Essentially, what that means to us is if we're going to have any debt issues, it's going to be on the government side and not on the corporate side. Municipals also are trading a little bit worse. But basically, no change in our bond market outlook. Some people are sitting in bonds. We're not trading them because we think the risk of a decline in bond prices and a rise in rates is a little bit high. What's interesting here in the commodities markets, obviously, we've talked about a seasonal rally into December in GLD. We're seeing that rally, but what's been working a little bit better is things like SLJ, which we've talked about, and which we normally trade for the seasonal rally in gold, the seasonal rally in the metals. Outperformance on the part of silver is usually a bad sign for gold longer term. We're starting to see that. So gold is a hold for us after December. We will take our SILJ position, which is junior silver miners, and probably chuck that the second or third week of December. For now, we're happy with it. And again, just watch that carefully. In terms of crude oil, obviously, we have positive seasonality. It's holding on. This is a newsy environment for it. We could see some rally here, though, on the Ukraine peace process businesses. That happens. In other words, they make a deal for Ukraine, and Russian oil actually goes up, not down. Buy the rumor, sell the fact, or actually buy the fact, sell the rumor, whichever it is. But, you know, the news should cause a different reaction than people are thinking. The one thing we would note, though, is gas prices are down, and the current administration wants to see lower oil prices. So we believe that's going to put some pressure on oil prices, and we're not long-term holders of oil stocks or anything for that reason. We're an equal weight. We'll take the yield in our group of stocks that we have in the sector review. Stocks like Shell are trading pretty well. Stocks like ExxonMobil trading decently. It recently hit resistance up near 120. But again, we're a little nervous that in the next year those aren't going to do as well. With that, we really don't have any other comments. The main thing is it looks like we're having the rally we've been forecasting. The market is broadening out. It's not happening in the same areas. Leadership has changed. That doesn't matter to most of us because most of us have diversified portfolios. We should just be aware that you could see a little bit of a lag in the artificial intelligence stocks and maybe a little bit of a run, more of a run in stocks like Merck, which we mentioned. Other than that, we wish a happy Thanksgiving. No more comments, and enjoy your afternoons. Thank you, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday.